Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
All right, all right. It is sports weekend here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. We are brought to you by Sports Overnight America, Corona, Geico, and Rocket Mortgage. $10,000 towards those closing costs at rocketmortgage.com. Very excited to have Corona on as well. We have an amazing show planned for you guys. We're going to start off just me reviewing the Packers and Lions game last night. I have a lot to say about this game, a lot. And I'm just going to say it now, and we're going to get into it a lot more in depth. The Lions are not the best team in the NFC, and I don't see them winning the Super Bowl, and I'm going to tell you why coming up next. We're going to bring in Giovanna Scroggins at the 25-minute mark, talk some NFL, some college football playoff, and then myself and Marty Terrell will wrap from the 640 segment to the end of the show through the two-minute drill. Man, am I excited. Great time to be alive, man. NFL is coming to a close in just a couple weeks before the playoffs. We got the college football playoff right around the corner. I've been seeing a lot of stuff online about, you know, proposals on how to fix this playoff situation, because I think it's easy to say. I think everyone kind of agrees. The way it's set up right now just makes absolutely no sense. You got bye weeks. You got teams that should be in that aren't going to be in. Conference champions that are auto-locked. And just, you know, calling it for what it is, there's teams that are going to be left out of this that we would love to see play. You know, I would love to see Miami compete in a playoff. I think they're good enough to beat a lot of these other teams. We'll see, you know, SMU and Clemson, are they both going to make it? Is one of them going to make it? As of right now, I have the playoff odds in front of me. Outside of the 99%, we got Alabama at 86%, Boise State 69%, SMU 68%, Iowa State 55%, Clemson 46%. Arizona State 45, UNLV 32%, and Miami a 1% chance. So I'm going to dive into that as well. But, man, do we have a jam-packed show, and I'm fired up to be here with you guys leading into what's going to be an unbelievable weekend of sports. Stay tuned. We are going to be right back here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. Cannot wait to spend the next hour with you guys. Stay tuned. Be right back.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, When you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
It's Sports Weekend here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. Happy Friday, folks. Hope you got through the week all right. And I know we're all excited for the weekend ahead in the world of sports. I mean, is there a time of year where there's more going on? NFL, college football, Premier League, all the soccer leagues, for a matter of fact. NCAA basketball is back. Got some crazy stuff going on in there. NHL is up and running. NBA, you can't get enough of it. Everywhere you look, every night there is something to watch, and that is how I like it. Let's chat about this game last night. Detroit Lions 34, Green Bay Packers 31. Lions move to 12-1. Packers fall to 9-4. That division as of right now, Detroit's leading the way at 12-1. Minnesota at 10-2 in second. Packers 9-4 in third. And then the Chicago Bears 4-8 in last place in the division. But I'm not, you know, Bears fans can't be too upset. Caleb Williams has looked great. He just set the rookie record, for those who don't know, most completions without an interception. And the main thing that people had the issue with at the beginning of the season was he was turning the ball over a lot. So that's good to see. But enough of that. Moving forward to last night's game. It was a great game. I'm throwing it out there. First of all, I was all over this one. Last night with Marty Trell on air, I said I'd like the Packers to cover 3.5. I'd love it to go over 52.5. But when push comes to shove, I think Detroit will win. Man, Dan Campbell. There's a lot of questionable decisions that he's made in his career, you know, as the Lions coach. And it's something that, you know, I've said this season that I think he's moved away from some of the crazy decisions. He still take risks. And I think that ultimately benefits them as a team. However, going for it on that fourth down, and anyone who watched, you know exactly which one I'm talking about. 40 seconds left in the game. It's 4th-and-1. They had already stopped you on 4th down earlier in the game when you went for it on your own 35-yard line, I believe. Which, again, is an idiotic and moronic decision. When you're in your own half on your own 30, I don't care what analytics you're looking at, it's a dumb decision. To go for it on 4th down in the 4th quarter when it is a tie game for a chip shot, a field goal that ultimately was, what, a 38-yarder? And Jake Bates has been lights out all year, is insane. And look, it paid off. They got the 1st down. They drained the clock to nothing, called the timeout, kicked it through. Green Bay had no timeouts at this point. They stop you there? What then? You're going to risk a game like this in a moment like this at home against a division rival when you're, you know, at the time 11-1, looking at 12-1. If you just kick the field goal, you're going to risk that? Is that not insane? You want to know what bothers me about this? It's not that, you know, because it worked out great. That's fantastic. They won the game. That's all that matters. I get it. You can't win a Super Bowl making decisions like this. They will not win a Super Bowl if they continue to make decisions like this. Can this work in week 13? Yeah. Is this going to work time and time again in the playoffs? Are you going to, you know, are we going to be seeing them going for it on, you know, 4th-and-1 from their own 30 in a playoff game? I mean, I hope not. But ultimately, you know, teams who win Super Bowls don't make decisions like this. The Patriots didn't take risks like this. Kansas City, they don't take risks like this, and they win. And when push comes to shove, come the end of the season when they're in the playoffs and everything is on the line, they can't be doing this stuff. It will cost them the season. Because ultimately, if you lose this game, the season's not over. You know, you're sitting at, what, 11-2? That's fine. You're still at the top of the division. But when it's an elimination game, I sure hope that this is not happening. And I'm not sure that it's going to stop. And that concerns me. I love Dan Campbell. I think he's a great leader of men. I love what he's done to the Lions. I think they're a fantastic team. But he needs to, at some point, swallow his ego and just do the right thing. There's no question. There's no debate. There's not a single human being who watches football, played football, coached football, or talks about football that thought that that was a good decision. And it paid off. So props to him. This division is crazy, by the way. 12-1, 10-2, 9-4. And the Bears are like, you know, they're not exactly getting blown out in a lot of these losses. I think they have a bright future ahead of them. I'm very curious. Let's keep it in the division for a second. I'm very curious who's going to take the Chicago Bears job. Belichick is interviewing for North Carolina head coach of football. For those who don't know, the college football, yes, the North Carolina Tar Heels. It has been, you know, reported by reputable sources that he did interview for that job. Who knows what that means? Is that just bait saying, hey, I'm going somewhere if you're not picking me up in the NFL? A very interesting situation to monitor is obviously Ben Johnson. Do I think that he will leave the Lions to go to the Bears, division rival? Not so sure about that. I'm just going to throw this out there, a scenario. Might be a sleeper pick. Might call me crazy. Kyle Shanahan. Sitting in San Francisco, they're 5-7. Their roster is aging. Their roster is injured. He had his two chances in the Super Bowl. Didn't exactly pan out. You got a quarterback in Brock Purdy that you're about to have to pay. Does he want to pay him? Does he actually believe in him as a guy? I don't know. I know the guys in the studio will be very happy to hear this, and they'd be even happier if it happened. I know they're not huge Shanahan guys, but if I'm the Chicago Bears, I'm calling, seeing what does it take? Want a couple picks? Yeah, you know, what can we work out here? Because Shanahan's a good coach. I mean, he would be the best coach that the Bears have had in probably my entire life. I'm 27 years old, for those who don't know. I don't remember the last time the Bears were good or had even a half-decent head coach. Obviously, their Super Bowl run, in the mid-2000s. But other than that, they're desperate. And they have a lot of offensive weapons. And Caleb Williams is a very, very good young quarterback who I think will be a franchise quarterback for many, many, many years. So it's an interesting situation to monitor who's going to go to Chicago. Because I'll tell you right now, that's one of the best jobs in the NFL that's going to be available. I know there's a lot of head coach openings that's going to happen. A lot of guys are getting fired. A lot of front office jobs will certainly be open up. I'm praying to God that the front office job of the New York Giants opens up. It's a very, very interesting situation to monitor because I do believe that is one of the most attractive jobs in the NFL right now. I think that when you look at the weapons that they have, when you look at, you know, the picks that they're going to have, when you look at the fact that Caleb Williams is there and he's playing well, he's not turning the ball over, and he's went through a head coaching change, an offensive coordinator change, and he's handled that with grace, and he's playing good ball. And I think that a guy like Shanahan or a guy like Vrabel might be interested in that. It's a good situation to walk into. The Bears are bad right now, But that is due to incompetence at the head coaching position. They lost multiple games that they did not need to lose this season. And that's a fact. There's no one that can look at their schedule and look at the games that they've played and tell me that they needed to lose a handful of these games. I mean, look at Thanksgiving Day. Would they have lost in overtime? Maybe. But there's no excuses for that game not going to overtime. Hell, they could have won that game. But they didn't. And they didn't even kick the field goal because Matty Eberflus is a moron. And that's why he probably will never have a job as a head coach ever again. He might be the worst game clock manager of all time. And, you know, they've rattled off. They lost to the Vikings by three. They lost to the Packers by one. Like, we're talking about three division rivals, two games at home, one on the road. And they lost by 1, 3, and 3. And they might not have had to lose any of those games, but they ultimately did. The Patriots and Cardinals game, all right, whatever. That happens. Commanders game, close game, good team. Like, this team is not that bad. Like, you can't look at this team and think that they're a terrible team and that it's not an attractive place to go. And I'll tell you this. There is nothing that unites the city of Chicago like the Bears. Not everyone loves the Bulls. Not everyone loves the Blackhawks. The White Sox and the Cubs are split. There's one consistency in that city. It is the Bears. We spoke to Dan Hampton last night on the 85 Bears. Told us all about it. That city loves their Bears. Their stars, their celebrities. All the city wants is the Bears to win. All right, coming up next, we're bringing in Giovanna Scroggins here on Sports Weekend, on Sports Byline USA and Sports Urban America. Stay tuned. I'm your host, Todd Levine. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard.
Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back to Sports Weekend here on the Sports Byline USA Network with the Sports Overnight America crew. Let's bring in here Giovanna Scroggins. How are we doing, Giovanna?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I want to, it's just been actually reported right now that the Oklahoma State head coach Mike Gundy is in a standoff with Oklahoma State. They want him to take a restructured contract that would include a pay cut, and they've discussed firing him for cause if he doesn't agree to a new contract. That is crazy.
That's live right now?
Yeah, it just dropped. I'm just seeing it now. However, there's too much going on to spend time talking about the Oklahoma State head coach, and Mike Gundy's a good dude. I think that would be a huge mistake for them. It's championship weekend in college football. And we are gearing up for the first ever 12-team playoff that has pretty much unanimous that it's needs to be restructured and there needs to be a lot done. But yeah. I'm so excited. It's better than four teams. I'll take what I can get right now. I know you will as well. Which game do you have your eye on? You're going to this Georgia game in Atlanta. Is that right?
You know, who knows? You might see me there, but my eyes are going to be definitely on a Texas-Georgia game. That's obviously happening in Dallas, Texas, at AT&T Stadium over there in Arlington, so that game is going to be huge. But I'm also going to be looking at SMU and Clemson. Obviously, I have, a lot of ties to that game. And then also Oregon and Penn State, number one, number three, battling out, going head-to-head. So those are three really, really good games that I think we're gonna see some interesting things that will be kind of telltale signs of how these teams are going to play in the playoffs if they get there.
Let's start with this, the Georgia-Texas game. It's in Atlanta, Georgia, so you got to think Georgia is going to have some element of a home field advantage here, being that they're playing in Georgia. Texas is a 2.5-point favorite, though. The total's at 49.5, which is, that's whatever for me. I'm shocked that after what we saw Georgia do in Texas, in their house, that Texas is a 2.5-point favorite. Am I crazy? Does Vegas know something about this game? What's your insight? Where are you kind of leaning into where this is going to go?
You know what? I don't think you're crazy. However, I think going off of the game of Georgia and Georgia Tech and just seeing how that transpired, I think that's why Texas might be a little bit of a favorite in this game. However, if Texas falls behind like they did last time they played Georgia, I don't believe they're going to win this game. I mean, they cannot play from behind. Last time they played Georgia, they were forced to throw 49 times. Quinn Ewers was sacked 5 times. Arch Manning was sacked 2 times. So they're really going to have to play ahead and get this offensive rolling early and very early if they want to win this game.
Let's talk about the quarterback situation in Texas. Quinn Ewers, obviously, he's had a great season. He's the vet for them. But they got Arch Manning. Mike Griffith was on with us yesterday talking about how Kirby Smart defenses struggle with mobile quarterbacks. They cause problems. Mm-hmm. Are we going to maybe see a little switch up here? Because Ewers did not have a good game the first time these two played. Arch Manning featured in that game. I believe it was at the start of the second half. Might have even been in the second quarter. I forget exactly. But do you expect Ewers to start this game? Is Sarkisian going to roll with Ewers? Or are we going to see finally the unveiling of Arch Manning on the big stage in a game that, calling it for what it is, both teams want to win, but it doesn't really matter. They're both in, no matter what, at least in my opinion. I guess, actually, Mike Griffiths was saying this. Georgia's not necessarily, and if they lose, it's a 3-loss team. I still think they will get in. As of right now, ESPN's college football playoff predictor has them at more than a 99% chance to be in. I don't think they'll be out if they lose. And the committee said that they're not going to punish teams for playing in this extra game. It can only help. So you think Arch Manning might start in this one, or do you think Quinn Ewers all the way?
I think Quinn Ewers is the clear starter for this Texas offense. I think he's going to start. And what's interesting about this game, the thing that Georgia has going for them is their pass rush. They do a great job when it comes to the defensive side of the ball, when it comes to the pass rush. So because of that, I do think we're going to see Arch in a couple times. And I think do think Texas is going to plan to use Manning situationally. You know, we saw him rushing for that touchdown in the last game against Texas A&M. So I think those certain packages they're going to implement. But I think Ewers is going to start this game.
Carson Beck, I believe he had a couple turnovers. I'm going to look it up right now in their last meeting, and Texas just failed to convert on that. Yeah, he had three interceptions in the first matchup, and Georgia still won 30-15. That's something that I have my eyes on. What about you? Because if they can, you know, if Carson Beck is going to turn the ball over, which he's very prone to do, obviously, he has 13 interceptions on the season, 12 interceptions with 28 touchdowns. What's the key for Texas if they are going to win this game?
Yeah, I think they have to just put pressure on Carson Beck. Not only when it comes to just like putting pressure when it comes to the pass rush, but as soon as he scrambles or he's going to get out of the pocket, he's going to be under pressure. And I think that's the key for Texas to stop him and, you know, kind of cause those turnovers and maybe come up with a pick six. But I don't know if Texas is capable of doing that. I think they could if they played really hard, but I think it would be very telling if they can.
I think I'm rolling with Georgia in this one. But let's shift over to your alma mater, SMU versus Clemson. SMU right now is a -2.5-point favorite. Total is 55.5. I've been talking to a lot of guys who are pretty sharp with these plays. They're all over Clemson +2.5. What does SMU have to do to get it done? And for you, if they do not win this game, are they still in? As of right now, 68% chance to be in. Clemson with a 46% chance to be in. Where does your head go with this one?
Yeah, I think if SMU does not win this game, their chances of getting in that 12-team playoff drops tremendously. And not because they're, you know, incapable of winning games. I just think the way the playoffs are set up and the way these championship games, and the conference championship games are set up right now, if you do lose your conference championship, you're not, you know, going to be in the playoffs no matter what you did during the regular season. So if they lose this game, I do think they have a big chance of falling out of that 12-team playoff. However, you know, what Clemson has on the SMU Mustangs team is just experience, in my opinion. They've been, you know, to AAC championship before. They know what it's like to be there. SMU, this is their first title match in this conference. So that's going to be very telling, and that's going to be kind of an opportunistic way that SMU can kind of slide in and prove that they are the football team that's they've proven time and time again these last games across the season.
I agree with everything you said. I don't understand how a team can be punished for playing an extra game.
Yeah.
How is it that an 11-1 SMU team who's in a conference championship game playing a number 17 ranked Clemson who's 9-3, by no means is this the best team in the world, but, you know, like how if they lose this game, are they going to be punished? I mean, what's the point of these championship games? Why would SMU even want to play in this game if this is going to be the case? Am I crazy?
No, I don't think you're crazy at all. I 100% agree with that statement. You make it to the conference championship game out of 15, however many teams that are in your conference, and if you lose it, you fall out of the playoffs when you were guaranteed a spot. Or not guaranteed, but you were already in a spot before that game. That doesn't make sense to me at all. And I think, you know, we're going to have to rethink how we do think about that. But yeah, I agree with that statement 100%.
All right. Oregon, Penn State, Oregon -3.5-point favorite. I could not tell you how much I love that. I do not believe in this Penn State team at all. Their schedule was, I mean, they played two ranked teams, one being Illinois, who, you know, let's just check it right now. Yeah, they're ranked 21, so what, they have one ranked win. The other teams that they've played are atrocious. Yeah, they played Ohio State at home, and, you know, they lost by 7. And, you know, who knows how good this Ohio State team really is when you look at their out-of-conference schedule and the fact that they just lost to a god-awful Michigan team as a 20-point favorite and didn't even put up 20 points in that game. Who do you got in this game, and where does your head go? Do you give Penn State an actual chance to win this?
I'm going with Oregon. I mean, you mentioned this. Penn State hasn't really played a lot of competition in their regular season. And if you look at those games, Penn State versus Minnesota, that was a win 26-25. They barely sunk out of that one. Penn State won against USC in overtime 33-30. So you look at some of those games like that, and you know, you kind of raise the eyebrow to be like, if those games were that close, what's going to happen when you play the best team in college football? You might get, you know, blown out, especially, you know, that they, I don't think they're going to have to, they're going to have to overcome a lot in order to beat this Oregon team, in my opinion, who's, you know, been perfect this season. So I'm definitely going with Oregon in this one.
Yeah, Oregon beat Illinois 38-9. Penn State beat them 21-7. But this Oregon team beat Ohio State and Penn State didn't. So I don't see a world. I'm anti-Penn State.
I think that we see this like every couple of years where Penn State is ranked really high because they play nobody and everyone talks about them because they're Penn State. I think they get absolutely exposed here. Ultimately, they're going to be in the playoff. Where they land and what matchup they have, that's a completely different story. But real quick, one that our Midwest listeners will love, Iowa State, Arizona State in Arlington, Texas, your home state at AT&T Stadium. Give me 30 seconds on who you got in this game. Right now, Arizona State's a -1.5-point favorite. I'm riding with Iowa State in this one, no doubt.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I'm riding with Iowa State. I think they're going to surprise us a little bit. I mean, both these teams have, you know, had their ups, had their downs in the season, but I'm definitely riding with Iowa State. I think that team can definitely go in there in Jerry Jones territory and win this championship game for them.
This might be the first time all year that we see a good football game played.
I knew that's where you were going. I knew that's where you're going. Hey, Monday Night Football, Cowboys and Bengals, let's go.
Yeah, they. I mean, look, the Bengals defense is terrible, so
yeah,
we'll see about that. Giovanna, as always, it is a pleasure to have you on. I'm looking forward to talking about these games next week and how they end up. Thank you so much for joining us.
For sure. Thanks, Tyler. See y'all soon.
Absolutely. All right, coming up next, we're bringing them in, Marty Terrell. We'll be chatting some NFL. There's a ton of great games on the slate for this weekend. I already know he's going to be fired up about these Dan Campbell decisions, and he's going to have a lot to say. So don't move. We'll be right back here on Sports Weekend. I'm your host, Todd Levine.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Cue finger guns. Really easy. Super stress-free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome back to Sports Weekend. Here is your host, Tyler Levine, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Before we bring in my man, Marty, Igor Shesterkin of the New York Rangers signs the most lucrative contract in NHL history for a goaltender. Just got off first touch. Got all these words mixed up. Anyways, $92 million, 8 years, more than deserved. All right. The man, the myth, the legend, Marty Terrell. Let's get him in here. How we doing, Marty?
I'm doing good. I think Shesterkin's worth every penny of that $11
million. Oh, yeah.
I really do.
100%. How do you let a guy like that go? And he's going to get paid that from someone. Boy. You got to sign him. He deserves every single penny. He's unbelievable. He shows up in the playoffs. You can't ask for anything more. Marty, I've been waiting all day to ask you about this. Dan Campbell last night. Decision-making. Goes for it on fourth down in his own half. The fourth down decision at the end of the game where Jared Goff falls down to his knees and hands it off to Montgomery barely and gets the first down. What are your thoughts on this? I already know where you're going to go with it, but I need to hear it.
Well, I knew you were going to ask me this too. I swear to God. I absolutely knew it because I've been all over him. He's a riverboat gambler. You know, you win some and you lose some, but listen, He's got to pick his spots. Green Bay, you know, week 12 or 13. Okay, I'll give you that. And Montgomery found a way to. I mean, Goff got found a way to give him the ball. Montgomery, Iowa State guy, by the way, and he gets the first down. He gets 7 yards. Okay, that's fine. Sets up a chip shot field goal. You bleed the clock. You don't want to give the Packers and Jordan Love another chance. I get it. Don't do that in the NFC Championship game. Don't do it in any postseason game. Just don't. Because he's gonna roll snake eyes one of these times. And I'm telling you, we saw it last year. The guy drives me nuts. But I knew you'd ask me this. I'll give him an A++ for having the intestinal fortitude to do it last night. It paid off in spades. They got the win. Good night. Drive safe. Chip shot field goal. Don't do it in the postseason. It's going to blow up one of these times in a big spot if he keeps this up.
I said it in really the first is. Segment. I said it in the first segment. Teams that win the Super Bowl at any point in the season don't make decisions like this. We never saw New England do this with Brady and Belichick. We've never seen Kansas City behave like this in any scenario. I don't care if it's week one or if it's the Super Bowl. They don't make decisions like this. And I'm worried that he's going to do it in the playoffs. I am. And this team is gettable. They're not, like, don't get me wrong, they're 12-1. They're great. I don't even think they're the best team in the NFC. Like, the Eagles are significantly better than they are. I don't know. It's very, very scary. Their defense is not great at all. They gave up 31 points, and Jaden Reed, I think, had one catch. I think maybe even zero catches. I think there was a flag actually in the play, but enough of that. Marty, I got to tell you, I got my eyes on a serious upset this weekend. I think the Chargers are taking down the Chiefs. Am I crazy?
No, because we saw it last Sunday. I mean, when their defense comes to play, they're tough. I'm telling you, they're my outlier team in the AFC. And a lot of it's because of Harbaugh. And I know when I say that, people scratch their head and go, what are you talking about? Look, the guy's a winner, okay? But they've got to, you know, I mean, last week, what was it, the Falcons? I mean, Couch. Cousins. I can't believe I said Tim Couch. You know, Cousins was colorblind. He threw three or four picks. I mean, he was horrible. The only guy worse was Jameis Winston. And Winston was just an absolute disaster on Monday night. But here's what I want to say. I think the Chargers are going to peak, and in the midst of a peak right now, that puts them in a very, very good spot to really, really, really make a postseason run. Stay healthy. You've got the quarterback. You've got the coach. You've got the skill positions. And first and foremost, you have defenses. And even if you just slightly subscribe to the theory that defense wins championships, I think the Bolts are alive, live, live dogs. So would I be surprised if they beat Kansas City this weekend? Heck no. I'll be more surprised, seriously, if they aren't making a serious postseason run. It's funny you bring them up because I like them a lot.
I couldn't agree more. Even with the loss of J.K. Dobbins, he's on IR. He's rumored to be back around playoffs, and Gus Edwards is beyond serviceable for that team.
Yep.
They can lean on their defense. Their defense has been playing at an unbelievable level throughout this entire season. And let's not forget, these two teams played earlier in the season, and it was a close one. The Chiefs beat them by 10, and this was, the fourth week of the Harbaugh era. I'm not convinced by this Chiefs team at all, and I think the Chargers are going to get it done. It's contingent on if Ladd McConkey doesn't play, he's questionable right now. I don't know.
Big loss.
That might be a little too much to overcome. But if they have him in there, I think that they can get a win this weekend. I really, really do. And I got to say something also. Jameis, he made mistakes last week, but I mean, the guy threw for almost 500 yards and had, a touchdown in every single quarter, but the pick sixes are very,
but
very
Tyler.
I know.
Come on. You could throw for 500 yards, but listen, the Bronco defense was...
They're all over him.
Yeah, they were, but I mean, listen, he looked great throwing for the yardage, but in key spots. I mean, he's throwing the ball behind people. Guy falls down, pick six. No, and by the way, culpable were his Cleveland Browns 10 other teammates. When the guy falls down after he picks the ball, touch him. I know the guy that the intended receiver, I forgot who it was, lost his balance and fell out of bounds. But could somebody respond? They all stood around looking like, wow.
I hate that.
Just crazy. And then the one at the end where he just, a little flip, he threw it right to the guy. I mean, if I didn't know any better, Jameis, did you have money on the game? What are you doing? All you had to do is just toss it to your guy wide open, and you threw it to the wrong colored jersey.
I got to say this. I would never want Jameis Winston to be the starting quarterback of my team, but
no
I want him to be a starting quarterback for a team always. This guy
That's fine.
Entertainment at its finest.
I agree, and I have no issue with that. Don't ever tell me that you would want him in a key spot to win a tough game, because he's not winning.
Definitely.
He's not winning.
I want him to play on a prime time. I want him to play on the Thursday or the Monday night game every week. I think that he should be just picked up on waiver wire every week.
That's funny.
It's just for entertainment purposes. All right. You mentioned him before. Kirk Cousins, 17 touchdowns, 13 interceptions this season. He looks like he can't move at all. The Falcons are heading into Minnesota to take on a 10-2 Vikings. Minnesota is -6 favorite. At what point do the Falcons test out Penix?
I think they got to. I mean, listen, they're in a soft division, the NFC South. So you got to be careful here. I mean, look at Cousins he's feast or famine. I mean, when he's great, he's great. When he's awful, he's terrible. I mean, we just talked about Winston. I can almost put Cousins in that category. So I don't know. I really don't. You know, this Atlanta team, and I'm not going to walk it back yet, but I mean, back in August, I was touting them as, hey, look, we know who's strong in Philly. I mean, we know that Philadelphia is going to be there. We thought Dallas might be a factor. We almost knew that Detroit and perhaps Green Bay and Minnesota. And I'm on record of saying the NFC North is the best division. And sans the bear, I'll stand by it. But you know what? The Falcons have every single component to be a bona fide Super Bowl contender. And yet Cousins, you just don't know what guy's crawling out of bed on Sunday and pulling on the helmet and going out there and playing football. You just don't know. So, I mean, I know he's going back to Minnesota. He's going to be certainly, you know, for certainly jacked up for that game. I wouldn't blame him. He's going to have a little chip on his shoulder, I'm sure. That being said, I don't know. I don't see it. I think the Vikings probably win by double digits. I can't trust Cousins.
I'm totally on board. I think that the Vikings defense is just going to eat him up because their defense has played very well. They have great schemes. They are very tricky to read, and they know him, and they know him well. So I think that they're going to plan accordingly. It's tough to plan for a guy like Bijan, who's having a great season. But, you know, when Cousins is back there, man, this guy, he can go into a game and throw five touchdowns, or he can go into a game and throw five interceptions. And you just said it best. You never truly know. I have my eyes on this game. I'm not putting them on upset alert. The Bills are traveling to the Rams. They're only -3.5-point favorite. They're coming off of just an absolutely beatdown of the 49ers, 35-10 at home in a snow game. You think the Bills just easily walk in here and get a win, or you think the Rams are going to put up a fight? What are you thinking in this one?
I think we're going to see a shootout in this game. I do. I really do. I think the Rams obviously are in a division that's there for the taking. I think they're going to put an enormous amount of stock in this game, even though it's not a conference game. I like the Rams. I do. I think the home field serves them well. I don't know how motivated Buffalo is. I'm not saying they're coming in deflated or they're coming in saying, hey, we can afford to lose it. They don't play like that. They just don't. Allen's a great professional. I like the coach. But I will say this, Stafford can draw off years and years of experience. He's been in tighter spots before. I just see a shootout. I think this is going to be a high-scoring game. You look on both sides of the football. You got defenses that are pretty porous for the most part. I just think you're going to see Allen and Stafford get into an old gunslingers matchup. And, heck, in those situations, I'm going to take the home team. But you look at that number, you look at how they're sizing this game up, you're saying to yourself, what am I missing here? I don't think we're missing anything. I think the Rams got a legit shot. I think they're going to win it.
I think they have a legit shot as well. I don't trust the Buffalo defense at all. And I mean, you couldn't have said it better. Stafford is a pro. He's a pro's pro. He's been around a very long time.
Been around 15 years. I mean, come on now.
They're healthy. They have Kupp. They have Nacua. Kyron Williams is there. It's obviously, I mean, I don't think that they're going to stop Buffalo necessarily. Like, their defense isn't great, but I think that I don't know if they're going to win outright, but covering, you know, a 3.5-point spread, like, this could easily be a field goal game for me.
This game's got 41-38 written all over it in my world. It really does.
The total is 49.5. I think I love the over in this spot.
I think one of the teams may go over.
I could see that as well. All right, let's stay in that Rams division. We got a team that me and you, I don't know how we've been on them. We've kind of been all over them, but they've kind of regressed a little bit. The Cardinals at home against the Seahawks, 2.5-point favorites. What do you make of this game, Marty? What do you make of these Cardinals? Because we both said we love them, but, you know, they've kind of let us down in some spots.
Well, two, 3 weeks ago, I watched them, you know, manhandled Dallas. Well, big deal. Everybody manhandles Dallas. You know, Murray looked great. Harrison Jr., I was hoping the Patriots would take him. They didn't. Now they took May, a quarterback who I still think the jury's way out on him. We'll see. Got to get him a supporting cast. As far as the Cardinals are concerned, Tyler, I think, again, I mean, I'm going to sound like a broken record, but, man, when they're on, they're on. When they're not, they're not. I mean, they follow up the Dallas performance. They go into Seattle on the road. I'm thinking, you know what? They're playing at a high level right now. They really look like a team that's gelling. Defensively, they don't embarrass themselves. They got the nice big tight end, the young kid who's, you know, he's making sweet music with Murray. And like I said, Harrison Jr., go up to Seattle, score 6 points, get beat 16-6. Now, Seattle's defense isn't exactly, you know, the doomsday defense.
Yeah.
So, and then they go to Minnesota, and what do? They blow a big double-digit lead. So, I don't know. I mean, they don't pass the eye test right now. They don't, because the minute you think you got them figured out, they do what they've done the last couple of weeks. So I'll start to fade them a little bit. Now, the minute I do that, guess what? They're going to jump up and get on a hot streak here.
That's how it goes. They followed up four consecutive wins after a loss to Green Bay with two consecutive losses to the Seahawks, 16-6. And then they blew it against the Vikings last week. They gave it away. So let's see what happens there. I'll certainly have my eye on it. All right, up next, two-minute drill with myself and Marty Terrell here on Sports Byline USA. We're going to talk some Monday Night Football and a little bit of the Iowa State Cyclones as they get ready to face off against Arizona State this weekend. Don't move. We'll be right back.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
All right, it is time for the two-minute drill here on Sports Weekend with Tyler Levine and Marty Terrell. Marty, we got to talk about it. For all your friends and family out in the Midwest, Iowa State, Arizona State. I got Iowa State all day in this game. I'm not sold on Arizona State at all. What are you thinking?
Well, I give Arizona State a good shot. I really do. I just feel like there's a little gold dust sprinkled on Iowa State. I don't know Ken Dillingham, the coach at Arizona State. I'm not going to pretend I do. I know Matt Campbell. I've watched Campbell enough. I think he's a big game coach. And this guy, you know, was on the Jets short list when they had the opening. Notre Dame took a hard, hard look. He can go elsewhere if he wants to leave Ames. I don't think he will. I think he's a very good tactician. I think he'll have the Cyclones prepared. I agree. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be a shootout. Scatterbo's the real deal. Merrill, the quarterback, or Levitt, rather, the quarterback, the real deal. Tyson, big-time receiver. But Noel and Higgins and this Hanson kid, and I just think Iowa State's just going to get it done, but it's not going to be easy. It should be the best game of the weekend. SMU and Clemson, the other one. The other conference games don't matter because both teams are getting in whether they win or lose.
All right, quick fire, Marty. Bengals or Cowboys, who are you taking on Monday?
Oh, I'm going to go with what you said during the break. Burrow's had a MVP year. I mean, come on, 30 touchdowns, 5 picks. Cowboys
I'm all over
stink.
It. I'm with you.
Good job,
all right,
buddy.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of Sports Weekend. Up next, Rick Tittle. I'll be with you guys again next Friday on First Touch and Sports Weekend. It has been an absolute blast. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. Have an unbelievable weekend filled with football, food, friends, and family. See you next week.